My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning as much as we can about health and nutrition, the complements and alternatives, and learning enough information that we can have a better dialogue with our friends, our family, and our medical practitioners is something we should all be striving to have today. Information is education, and education allows us to know what is available out there for us and our health. We shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket. We should know what's being used, what's traditionally new, and what's being, you know, applied in other parts of the country and other parts of the world with great success. I think we should all know all of these alternatives that we do have. The hard part is when we don't have the information, we're not in the know. And that we just don't have the availability of having great knowledge to be able to reach in and pull from. So I think one of the best things we can do is make sure that we have the availability of great knowledge and information. Every day here on the show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics. We talk about the things that are important today about our health, for our health, and what's available for better health. And many times these are the things that we don't take the time to discuss. So we want to make sure that we're bringing them up so that we have a better foundation of information. I also bring you some of the best guests in the industry so that you can have their take on what's going on and in the industry, what they're bringing to the industry and their knowledge as well. And of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy in Las Vegas is your oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. Next month, they'll be celebrating another anniversary. They are definitely have the longevity part down. When you go in the store, you'll meet the most knowledgeable staff, get the best customer service, great prices, and of course, the best selection of only the highest quality products. They make sure that you've got the best to choose from, because I look at it this way. I send you there because when you decide to get healthy, you want to see a change. You want to see a difference. And they carry the good stuff. They carry the best of the best in every category. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Take the time to get to know these amazing people. I think you're going to really be happy because they do such a great job at what they do. And they're good. They're awesome. And you're going to really find good information there. Remember to go to their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com, leave your email address, and start getting newsletters and other information, coupons, and all that good stuff, and read those industry articles. And also their Facebook page. Make sure that you're liking them on Facebook to have all that good information. Well, today we're going to be talking about natural pain relief. And we're going to be talking about the line of products called Toprosyn that are topical products that are used for helping to get us more in charge of our pain. The formation of the company was a significant step in a 7-year process of refining and testing a homeopathic formula invented and first used by company founder and chief of research, Mr. Lou Paradise. Lou used it to alleviate his own pain from a severe case of bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome. Toprosyn is a patented pain relief and healing technology treating a wide range of ailments, including arthritis and lower back pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, things that, you know, the normal aches and pains that we're usually running to the drugstore to buy some kind of analgesic to help us get through the day. This is basically a homeopathic formula that is topical, and it is quite effective because it works at the cellular level, Well, assisting our body's powerhouse healing mechanism in a desire to help to heal the damage that's causing the pain. Topperson has hundreds of thousands of loyal customers with a 99% retention and reorder rate. The current customer base now includes medical doctors from different specialties, sports trainers, athletes, both professional and amateur. And Mr. Paradise enjoys a growing following, including many doctors now recommending their patients to him for a better education on using natural complements to conventional therapies. Help me welcome my guest, Mr. Lou Paradise. Hello there.
Well, well, well. Good morning, sir. How are you, Jeff? First of all, I wanted to thank you again sincerely for the honor, privilege, and pleasure of being on with you again today. You know, we love to bring as much information and updated information, current stuff, to these phenomenal people in the audience who deserve nothing but the very best, which is, of course, what you've been doing for decades out there, educating folks. So I'm always just thrilled that we can have the kind of conversations we do, and hopefully some of the information, because it's all very genuine, real stuff, factual-based information, not just a bunch of hype and stupid sales pitches, which drive me crazy if I have that kind of thing. So I can imagine out there what the world would figure. To do something that's going to be special, to take the time to show folks how much we care about them, and if it isn't about people and relationships and taking care of each other, I don't know what the heck we're doing out here. So thank you for all of that, too, my dear friend. And, again, thanks again for having me aboard this morning.
You know, I think one of the interesting things is there was a time, and I think when I was growing up, when we would associate ill health and problems with, you know, people not feeling well and people that are in walkers and canes and crutches and medicine and all that stuff. And there was a time when we would basically associate that with the older parts of our society, especially like at our family. I remember going to family reunions and there'd be a tree or two underneath the tree, two or three tables, and that would be where the older people hung out, away from the sun. And, you know, that was our older part of our family. And we were so far removed from that, you know, I don't think any of us ever thought that we would ever have to deal with any of that stuff until we were sitting in their age bracket. But boy, isn't it a different world today when we now have so many people that are in pain at a much younger age? I mean, starting in their teens to 20s. I mean, who would have thought? But then again, think of all the other health problems that we're now privy to that used to be only geriatrically based. So the world has turned, and not knowing what to do about pain and how to choose wisely can really set the course of your life moving forward.
That's very true. It's great points. You know, the issue with pain being a byproduct of aging isn't exactly true. And obviously, this is a good point about people getting the issue with regard to pain younger. You know, it's so weird. We live in the entire, right, everybody lives on the same planet. Yet it seems like, you know, here in the United States of America, we need to somehow deal with pain immediately. I'm not suggesting that people are in pain, and that pain is an intensely personal experience. So when people tell you don't know what you're talking about, you're not really in pain, that's a dumb thing to say to anybody. But here we are, the rest of the world has no less, no more issues that cause physical pain than we do, yet we seem to be preoccupied in having to get rid of it, send it on its way, in ways that are generally not healthy, especially when you consider that people taking metric tons of things like Aleve, Motrin, and so on and so forth, Tylenol. We know that there's an issue that we really have never addressed properly. In what does pain serve as from a healing process, and inflammation being all part of the healing system? I know a lot of people don't recognize that. It's probably why they think pain needs to kind of be separated. But isn't it weird that we seem to also have this propensity to be hung up on, being sensitive to pain issues where we now have to take action? And most people don't realize that part of this whole process of being in pain in different ways that you may have, besides a catastrophic accident or issues with regard to very serious disease states, that pain isn't necessarily a normal part of the process of aging. We have people are getting younger. We have a toxicity epidemic in the United States. Nobody, you know, kind of thinks of it from two perspectives. You know, we get a lot of different things and pathogens and the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, for that matter. And, of course, When we're a population of people, 5% of the population, we take somewhere between 50 and 70% of all the prescriptions written on the planet Earth, you're going to have folks that are going to be toxic. And stress makes you more toxic. Hormonal imbalances causing tremendous amounts of underlying issues, including fatigue and not being able to sleep. The compounded stress. Oh, wait a minute. I'm so sorry. This, of course, there's no stress here. Never. Stress, which also compounds toxicity and everything else. And, of course, that will definitely produce a syndrome and issues of far more inflammation, which can indeed have an impact on joint-related pain and or neuropathic nerve-related pain, neuropathies, for instance. And so I think the entire mechanism, take a look at this big, big, gargantuan circumstance where pain eclipses cancer, heart disease, and diabetes combined nearly from a point of treatment protocol. Now, 116 million people who have been diagnosed and or report chronic pain. That's a whole bunch. It's like a third of the population or thereabouts. So we have a real significant issue with not understanding the how we address pain before it begins, how we start looking at it from a point of holistic processes where we're looking at, is this a normal response or something that I'm just doing wrong? Maybe if I, you know, eliminate six of the nine sodas I'm drinking today, or the sugary other products, including high fructose corn syrup, maybe additives, preservatives, colorings, a whole litany of things that you and I both know about that actually contribute to these issues. And the more toxicity we have, the more pain we have, the more stress we have, the compounded effect we have. So I think what's happening here is we're not addressing the full-blown reality of the kind of psychological default that we need to get rid of pain at all costs. We need to get rid of it immediately. We seem to have more pain than the rest of the people in the world. And indeed, it is true from a point of diabetic circumstances and all the other things in neuropathy that we do have for younger people, repetitive motion, cumulative trauma injuries, a lot of gaming. I mean, you know, gaming has become a worldwide phenomena doing all these programs, and the repetitive motion required to move your thumbs and your wrists and your hands has caused lots and lots of young people to really have a very real kind of repetitive motion, cumulative trauma injury, carpal tunnel, all kinds of things. So there's real parts of what's going on, and then there's the other part, saying how do we unravel that, which is where we all start. How do we unravel getting people to see you don't need to take oral pain meds for situational pain, which often is where people start. When situational pain becomes more acute and or when chronic pain sets in, why did those things happen, and have we just missed some things in order for us to bring people the kind of relief they're looking for through education and understanding deficiencies? And many nutritional deficiencies, including hydration, has caused more people to actually suffer in pain than almost anything else. So these are all part of a really important, I believe it should be a national discussion. Otherwise, we'll never get the over-medication of our society back to something far no more normal. We are more precariously purged because of all the over-medication and the toxicities that come along with it to ever have a sustainable healthcare model. I mean, that's how big this is. And, Jeff, as you know, we've had recent studies in over 2017 into 2018 that says people are dying from opiate addiction to the point where the quality of life, the measurement from a global perspective of people living longer or not in the United States has actually reduced. So we don't live quite as long. We don't have quality of life where we wind up number 27th in quality of life and number 37th in healthcare, you know, in the world. And this all starts generally from this over the extended circumstance of people being in pain and not addressing how we got there, what we need to do to examine where we are. One of the roles of our Topperson products, as opposed to just putting a product out there for some other sales pitch, is the fact that it's a real technology that has actually been one of the products, along with other good natural medicine and natural nutrition companies, who have finally addressed the very real issues of how do we deal with this and finally bring something more normal back to the conversation. And I believe that's the conversation you and I have always tried to have, and I think that's the one we need to have.
You know, the other thing is, you know, these medications have their place. And I've had a lot of people I know that have been in severe pain, and they were used correctly and then titrated off of after things were better and more under control. But I think a lot of people don't realize one thing about these opioids and these pain meds is they take a very short time for the body to become very adapted to them. And number two, they also bring a sense of euphoria to the body. And because of it, I mean, when somebody feels good, who doesn't want to just feel good all the time? You know, because in our world, you don't feel good every day. There's life gets in our way. So, but if you find a way that makes you feel good, and then what happens is people want more of that feel good feeling. So dosages increase, and then, you know, reliance on these medications become even stronger. But I think that a lot of people don't also realize that the availability of using something different for dealing with pain is available out there. But, you know, we've talked about this 100 times, Lou. You know, a lot of people still don't realize that something topically can make a difference because the history of things they've done topically may not have given them what they were looking for.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the problem that exists when you look at pain in general, and we were just addressing this as an issue. People having very genuine, real pain is one set of circumstances, and you're absolutely right. We've said this many, many times. Pharmaceutical products have their place, but remember, they're all chemical derivatives of something that used to be natural. So there's natural stuff they make into chemical derivatives to inhibit or to block or to mask specific body systems that may be contributing to an issue, inflammation for one, you know, COX-2 inhibitors, whether it be a Celebrex or Advil, Motrin, Aleve, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Tylenol is not like that. Tylenol is a very different active, and that's why it doesn't work on inflammation. And so if we're looking at all these factors, along with the fact of people getting on a buzz, and, you know, we have this propensity. Old El Chapo, who finally got nabbed and locked up, who's building tunnels under whatever stuff they think is going to create a wall out there, with all respect, is propensity for people to feel euphoric, to people have a buzz, to people to get high. You know what? There's, you know, if your life process has that as part of what you need to do to chill, and you do that occasionally because that's what you do, that's cool. But if you do it every single day, and if you need it every single day, keep in mind the cannabinoid endocrine system, part of the process in terms of the human brain is that it actually has relative receptors to the kind of cannabinoid processes that lead to your centers of addiction. And some folks are more sensitive to that process than others. In fact, if you take any of the opiates out there with regard to using Vicodin and Oxy, two of the big ones, Oxy probably more than anything, these actually rewire your neural pathways back to your addiction center, and in a matter of days. And the reason that they're so powerful is that, you know, these are all done from opiates, obviously, and we know that opium in general is one set of circumstances and has all kinds of effects, some of them very good for pharmaceutical purposes for people and at end of life, for hospice care, and want to just keep these poor, beautiful souls, with no pain, so they're not suffering until they finally, you know, go and go on the other side of where they are in physical life to the afterlife, and whatever people believe in terms of those things. But I think what happens in between is the fact that most people don't realize that your addiction centers can get activated and neural pathways can be changed by taking them, because those are synthetic opiates. So Vicodin, Oxy, Percocet, Lorset, you look at those are all synthetic versions of opiates, which means that you're going to be more addicted to those than not. So as a tool, if we're using it for the proper purpose, it is invaluable to that life that's suffering, and there's no question about that. When we use it to the point where we're going to get people to take care of just average pain or situational pain, it's not an appropriate treatment at all. And one of the things that happens, it's changed the complexion of life processes, and it's destroyed lots and lots of lives in the interim period of time where legal drugs start to outweigh all the illegal drugs combined in terms of the damage that they do. So when we take anything as a tool, it doesn't matter what it may very well be, and as long as it's got some merit to it and it's got a purposeful part of being studied to some degree more essentially that we know smart things are usually starting with holistic, natural things. And the reason that is because that's how we all started thousands and thousands of years ago. So if we are not getting back to something that's a balance between where the pharmaceuticals can be a very helpful thing, where natural things can be incredibly helpful, and then kind of blend those together, you'll find more conservatively, you'll use the natural things first. You'll go get the diagnosis from your doctor. That's a very important thing to do. So there's a common obligation and sensibility about it. But what happens in perception, which is a very strong thing, is most people have used topical products and have seen that they don't work well because the perception is I've used 17 products, so none of them work, so why the heck should I use your topical Toppercin?
Right.
And that's a very good question. Well, it isn't. So the fact that we take apart is look at all the packages, if you have any of those packages left in your house, and tell me what the active ingredient is. So you may have thought by the package you've used a different product, but at the end of the day you use the same exact menthol, camphor, eucalyptus, wintergreen, which is methyl salicylate. You've used exactly the same product. And that's why it didn't work for the beginning. That's why 17 down the road didn't work. This is a different approach in a topical sense. What we found that topical always made sense. Put stuff on your local pain, makes all the sense in the world, as opposed to systemically putting it in your or in your oral, in your body. When you have pain in your wrist or hand, you got to go through your liver and your intestines and all your cardiovascular system to finally get some pain relief chemical out to the wrist where we can put it on the wrist. The problem with the other stuff, besides not being quite ideal, where they may have an odor to them, they may be greasy, they may be hot, whatever, is that the technology we have today and bringing natural medicines to the point where we have medicine groups and biomedicines that are identical to the body's natural chemistry, because what we're looking to do is what is exactly going on there? We are looking with Toppercin as a homeopathic biomedicine combination simply to do one thing, balance the body's chemistries for healing, because healing is the ultimate form of relieving pain. So when we do that, we get successful opportunity, and we've been doing this for 25 years, so this isn't anything new for the folks who know us. But when we do that, what we're doing is we're looking at the body for the resource of being able to bring its own relief, because it's got all the chemical compounds that we need, all natural chemical compounds that the body needs to stay exactly where it is, stay healthy, vibrant, healing, and homeostasis, so it can be the vibrant mechanism organism, the miracle truly, not products, not even Toppercin, the miracle it was intended to be. So when people look at perception of the other topical products, that's why they default. Those don't work because I used it and it didn't work and I got to go to, you know, something orally because it's the only way I know I'm going to get pain relief, which isn't necessarily true. But people have a perception that's what I need to do because I've got to go to work, Lou. I've got kids to juggle. I've got this backache. It's always problematic, and I got to dose up because I cannot afford not to work. As opposed to, let's look at how we deal with the cause of the pain as opposed to all those approaches which may deal with the symptoms and temporarily but can cause you side effect profiles and all kinds of crazy stuff. Medical conditions, literally, that we can track back scientifically, historically, and medically, that actually cause more damage and more medical issues than the pain you were trying to treat. Because we just simply haven't used the right technology to bring pain relief to that person. Because the pain relief that you're going to really enjoy is the one where your body, with all of the hormonal compounds and all of the chemical reactors and enzymes and everything else it has, to bring the cure to the body, bringing the cure to help the body heal the damage that's actually causing the issue. Toppercin stands on the vanguard of that acknowledgement, that pioneering, to have realized in my work in producing these products, that's the approach that was missing. And I found this out over 30 years ago. Our product company is now in its 25th year, and we are helping people with both the patient and the doctor and the individual person who wants to stay healthy to understand how to use your doctor, how to help to get your doctor to a point where the doctor and you are working as a true team, to be able to get through that whole deal and look at your meds, maybe even reduce them, not because of Toppercin, because your body can indeed do that if it's given the support it needs to be the miracle, the healing miracle. It is totally to bring about complete vibrant health, and that's what the goal should be, and that's where we are at all these things.
Well, you know, I kind of relate the topical products because sometimes people use one or two and then they just write off the whole sector of that category because, you know, they didn't work or they didn't get the results. You know, it's kind of like hating broccoli, but then saying that you don't want any other green vegetables. You know, there are other things out there. I just think that if you, when somebody tells me they've tried everything for their pain, I usually say, no, you haven't. And then we talk about, you know, Topperson, and they're like, well, I haven't tried that. And I said, "That's you haven't tried everything. We haven't exhausted everything that's out there. You may have tried a lot of things that didn't work, but, you know, don't write off the entire industry until you've tried something that might just give you the relief that you're looking for." And people are pleasantly surprised.
Well, you know, when you think of the dangers of, and, you know, these are very well-documented dangers of all the over-the-counter painkillers that are available at local pharmacies and department stores and all sorts of places now. When you take a look at the common reality of the dangers, according to FDA, according to the National Institutes of Health or the Centers for Disease Control, so we're not talking about, we're only taking a holistic approach to anything chemical, just get it out of our way, we don't even want to know that stuff. Well, it wouldn't be possible to live in the world without chemicals at all, but there are chemical reactors, there are chemical biomedicines, biologics, all sorts of amazing things that have been around a long time. And so the issue, like you said, is people are dismissing something completely out of hand because their perception of topicals is what that exactly mm-hmm. what that is. Here's my suggestion: if we know the dangers of not knowing other things that really can be a benefit to you, and not at least trying them that could be a benefit to you, outweigh the risks involved compared to the risks of you taking oral pain meds every single day, especially over-the-counter ones where you're taking them arbitrarily and probably taking too many. Because you don't know. The amazing thing about the liver and the gastrointestinal tract and the kidneys, they're so astoundingly resilient that you don't know there's a problem until it's too late. So we don't want people to be in that situation. So when we give you information, and I'll say it to anybody out there, if you have not used Topperson specifically, you have not used the very best topical transdermal technology that exists anywhere. It's not because it's our products. It'd be just a total and absolute fact. If you haven't used it, you haven't tried the new approaches, how do we try something newer, better, that's going to give you the opportunity to help your body resolve pain and the pain issues you have, as opposed to chemicals, which are not helping you. They may be temporarily doing something, but they're causing you more damage and potentially more medical conditions than the pain you are trying to treat. It's worth trying this one last topical, this one last transdermal biomedicine product that can be a huge benefit to you. And you know, and I know, Jeff, when people do, they'll never go back to what they were doing before. And the reason? Because your body is going to respond to something that it was designed to as it naturally works. That's all we're doing. We're giving the body the things it naturally wants that it may be missing to get it jump-started back into the place where it naturally works to make your body healthy and keep you vibrant. That's it.
Talking with Lou Paradise today, we're talking about the products from Topperson that are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about some of the formulas you may want to choose from, and you might just find the one that works just the best for you. We'll be right back with Lou Paradise. Don't go away.
Raw Probiotics is a truly unique formulation that is based on a Bulgarian cultured dairy drink research by Dr. Eli Melichnikov, the father of probiotics. It's not just isolated bacteria in a pill. It is a whole food probiotic complex that contains three main ingredients: Bulgarian yogurt, kefir scobies or kefir grains, bottom of the kombucha drink, and the modern concentrated strains of probiotics. One of the most unique features is that this product has cultural diversity, meaning it includes a record-setting 30-plus probiotic strains. The product is raw, which means more than processed with low heat. It means no fillers or binders like magnesium stearate, commonly used for standardization in other probiotics. Our Arrive Alive process ensures maximum viability of the bacteria by keeping the probiotic's environment temperature and humidity controlled during manufacturing and shipping. Finally, Raw Probiotics represents an incredible value. Each serving, 3 capsules, is formulated to a minimum of 85 billion CFU at time of expiration. If you took only 1 capsule per day, that extends the bottle to a 3-month supply that costs $15 per month. We challenge you to find another whole food probiotic that packs 27 billion CFU per capsule at a better value. In summary, this is a whole food probiotic. It has more strains, a higher CFU count than most. It's raw and delivered cold. It's an incredible value. Raw Probiotics from Garden of Life is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store and check out all the products from Toprasin available every single day. Topical pain relief, homeopathic remedies that are natural and extremely effective. They smell great. They don't have that nursing home smell to them. They're not sticky or greasy. They don't have that cold, hot sensation. They're just a wonderful cream that just happens to be just jam-packed full of medicine and just feels so good on your skin. You'll be like, this isn't going to do anything. Well, yes, it will. You're going to love it. I remember the first time I used it, I just was like, well, we'll give it a shot. Where's the burn? Where's the stink? Where's the itch? None of it came about. And the pain relief was amazing. So many of you have turned on to this over the years. And of course, you know, the hundreds of thousands of people that Lou has on his line of products, you know, amazing. I hope you'll enjoy it. And I hope you'll stop by Stay Healthy to try some of these formulas from Toprasin. Stay Healthy at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. So Lou, when people look at the line of products, you know, a lot of times, you know, we try to follow directions sometimes. When you see the foot cream, you think, well, it's only for my feet, and you see the other one for the body, and you know, I want people to know that these products are interchangeable and you can't use them incorrectly.
That's exactly right. You know, the initial Toprasin product, which everybody finds in the blue packages, both 4-ounce jars, 2-ounce tubes, 8-ounce bottles, was the original one that we started with, 11 natural biomedicines. Incredible foundation for building the rest of what we were doing forward. The foot product is 14 natural biomedicines, so it's got more medicines than the original. It was designed to help folks with the two challenges. We have a lot of folks that we know that have diabetic neuropathy, so the pain associated with neuropathy is a very important thing to help get under control, along with tons of runners and folks that are or people that are on their feet a lot that get plantar fasciitis and Achilles tendonitis and neuromas and all sorts of things of the foot. We have Fibro Cream, which has just been, you know, knocking the socks off practically everything. A welcome addition, and we are so delighted, especially with how many women here in the United States suffer with fibromyalgia, the nerve-related issues in fibromyalgia, and we're able to help not only with that, but with educational forums of things that are more likely to have contributed to why that is such a gnarly kind of pain syndrome, if you will. And then we extend out to our Afterburn product, which is actually the best skin product we have that are our best formula for the skin, and can be used in a number of ways, including, you know, windburn, blisters, and all sorts of stuff, sunburn. But more essentially, we have a lot of our stuff that we're doing with oncology, where we're working with lots of oncologists who love the products for women with mastectomy. Our sports cream has the most medicines, 17. So what happens in our product line, and my design was the initial one, was I'm going to make something that's going to satisfy the body's need to have something that's going to help improve oxygenation to the cells, get oxygen nutrients back to normal, help the body to get rid of waste byproduct, all mostly through the microcirculation, which is 73% of the entire body's circulatory activity, which is just enormous kind of work for these little capillaries to do. All the products are of value because they all work. So when you look at our foot product as an example, it's often the place where people get a little confused. The perception of foot products or feet, something for the feet, as far as most people think of them as either fungicides or just moisturizers. And our product, the foot product, contains more medicines because, again, the challenges with a plantar fasciitis or neuropathy, especially diabetic neuropathy with the gnarly kind of pain there, was how do we get the oxygen nutrient levels back as more quickly than our original formula may have given us the opportunity to do? How do we get the waste byproducts, especially out there, a lot more quickly so we can restore balance? Because most of these folks have compromised health situations. But here's the cool part. The foot product will make your skin more alkaline, and the reason the alkalinity is important is that people with compromised health situations lose alkalinity. So any one of our products is going to work practically on any area of your body, and they can be used exactly like that, as you suggest, Jeff. So if you have a pain that our original product, you use it, and it didn't seem to completely get it under control, and you have foot in your house, and it's a neck and shoulder pain, or it's even a temporal arthritis pain, or TMJ, the jaw pain, on your face or on the most sensitive areas of your body, no matter where they are. We have people with groin pulls and all kinds of stuff with sports that love the foot product because it simply has more medicines to be able to address those kinds of issues. So the good thing about our products, the fabulous thing, is you have a choice. The first time ever, I think, that we have an array of natural biomedicines, the most comprehensive biomedicine combinations anywhere on the planet. We know that's true because we have people all over the world who now want the product there, which means that we're doing better than the rest of what's going on out there, which is just a good sign that we're doing it right, period, as opposed to bragging about it. We're very proud of it, of course. But anyone can use any one of our products on any area of the body without having to think what the name of the product is, except that it's Topperson. And that the choices make such a great complement. We have had people who said, I love your foot product. I use the fiber cream, and I was using it on part of my body, using the foot, you know, on the lower extremity on my foot like I thought I was supposed to do, and it was great. But then I said, wait a minute, if these work good, why can't I use the foot in other places? Maybe I'll mix them together and rub it on. And they look, that's how cool it is. There's no restriction. You know, if you use a topical analgesic, smelly, hot, greasy ointment, and I'm saying that with all respect, you can only use that a couple times a day because otherwise it'll give you dermatitis, right? Chemical compounds that are in all those products don't help your skin either. This product was designed very specifically, first and foremost, for the skin. The skin is the most important organ we have that is the largest one of the body. So any one of our products can be used any place. So just because it says sports cream doesn't mean it's just for folks with extreme sports, although it was designed kind of in that direction. It means that it has more medicines to help you with gnarly kind of pain. And now you have a choice of each one of these that you can use. And guess what? You could use these products as often as you like. You won't get accustomed to them or lose the value of what they represent because they're not chemicals. So you don't have to worry about ever overusing them. As much as you like, as often as you like, any place on your body, no matter what place it is, any pain whatsoever. And that's the design, the beauty of something holistic and natural, more importantly, fundamental. So it's not, our products don't work just because they're homeopathic or they're natural, which they're both. They work because the medicines have a fundamental approach to helping the body bring things into a normal balance. When the body absorbs these medicines, it knows exactly what they are. and how they work and how the body's going to use them to bring about the relief you're looking for, not by masking pain symptoms or by negating and artificially anesthetizing and making something numb, but more essentially to use the body's resources of healing to help the body heal the damage that's causing the issue. So the whole line works exactly the same in that regard, and we just have more medicines in each end, or we have medicines specific to a part of the body that it just works better on because that's where the challenge is.
You know, I have a friend that his physical trainer, his PT, was working with him after surgery on knee surgery, and he went in to see his physical therapy, and he's in Los Angeles somewhere, and he went in and the guy sat down. He says, all right, he goes, you wore the right shoes, and he says, I'd like you to wear this brace, you know, on your knee, you know, so we don't pull anything to the side, you're still healing. And he gave him this cream, and he goes, I want you to rub this cream all the way over your knee and behind your knee. So then he slid the thing on and he had his workout, and he said he felt so good and wasn't sore hardly at all. So the next time he went back, he asked the guy what the cream was. It was Topperson.
Wow,
so
wow.
He was rubbing it on there. And I just thought that was nice. And I have a lot of people that are recovering from surgery, and they use this around those areas. I have a friend that had a huge abdominal incision, and he talked to his doctor and said, I have something that I want to use around the incision. I think it'll cut me back on using pain meds. And the doctor looked at it and he goes, it looks natural. Go ahead. And he actually put it right up to the edge of the seam where the stitches were. And after the third day, he says, heck with it. He covered the whole incision with it and told his doctor. He went in and the doctor took out the stitches and he said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm using that cream you told me about. And he goes, did you use it right over the incision? He goes, yeah. And he goes, well, I've never seen anybody heal this fast. He had a hard time getting the stitches out because he had healed so well. He goes, how's your pain? And he says, I'm doing great. And the doctor is like, well, teach the doctor something.
Yeah. How cool is that, right? I mean, and that's exactly the way that should work, is that we want a wound to heal from the inside out. It's often why we tell people to rub it around the wound, you know, apply it around the wound margin. First of all, I want to thank every single person who gives you those kinds of testimonials, because it's really important for everyone else out there to know this is the kind of stuff we're talking about, that a doctor will recommend a product. The patient will go ahead and use it accordingly. The only reason we tell people not to put it on the incision initially is because of the fact that we want that skin matrix to heal. We want the healing to occur on the inside. If the top of the skin heals too quickly, and now in an open wound, it's a different story. In a closed sutured wound, it's not as much of a problem. It could be problematic, because healing's supposed to occur. The body's natural process of replacing cell regeneration, cell replication happens under the wound. Wherever the wound is, we're going to heal that bottom piece, and then out to the top. Then the top heals. It is that makes it sound and established, and no problematic issues at all. And imagine that the healing is so much faster. Why is that? Because Topperson is healing something? No, it's the body matrix that's stimulated to heal the damage causing the problem. And once we get to the healing cycle, that means that there, you know, because in the pain cycle, inflammation cycle, it's forcing the healing cycle to accelerate, but the pain and the inflammation is actually there, believe it or not. Most people think, oh my God, it's kind of nuts to have that happen on an accelerated basis. The problem is we don't want to suffer through that if we don't have to. When we use Topperson, it's going to have the same effect of accelerating the healing process or enhancing how the body gets to that point, but not at the expense of having you in pain and or, more importantly, that your matrix and your skin matrix is going to heal faster and better as a result of using it. And that we have a lot of veterans, as a Marine Corps combat veteran, where it all started for me and my formulations and need to do it for my combat injuries, it is the coolest thing in the world for me to see how many VA centers or outreach patient centers that are handling veterans are using Topperson for that exact thing. The post-surgical, pre-surgical people using it before surgery will get better results because it'll calm everything down. So when they go in and operate and change, they're doing injury repair, a rotator cuff or knee replacement, hip replacement, or whatever the case may be, the healing is going to start even before that process. And then once we use it after the surgery, that is the result that we always get, the healing of the skin, the healing of the down into the tissue, eliminating as much scarring as we can so that there's enzyme action that actually prevent keloiding to occur, and not be, again, because we're preventing it, is because the body's, if the body's got the right enzyme action and all the other things it has in white cells and skin matrices that it wants to replicate and make the new skin, as opposed to scarring, which can compromise a wound, that's why we have such great success with wound healing and with surgical processes, and especially when it comes to veterans. It's a very personal thing for me, of course. I am beyond thrilled, and that would be also with elder care and children going through surgical processes. And we're just delighted that we can be a part and smart part where doctors, medical doctors, are now recommending the product because they see for themselves, look, if the outcome is better, we can get people through the process with less pain and with less recovery time because the body can do that kind of thing. How invaluable is that? I mean, that's that whole word, priceless. Anytime we could take the bite out of whatever somebody's doing, and we've had this tons of times. People said, I had my one procedure, and it was pretty painful. I got through it, but it lasted a long time. I had the next procedure. I used Topperson. It was like night and day. I couldn't believe how much my characteristics of healing and repair and physical therapy worked better and the whole nine yards, and I was done in weeks less, and my suffering and pain was certainly weeks less, which is the cool thing, and it was just like I couldn't believe that something topical could work that way. And again, that's why we say to people right from the beginning of the show, try Topperson. If you haven't tried Topperson, stop. I don't know why you haven't, because we have people that told us, I've heard you guys. And I said, oh, it sounds good. And I finally used it. I'm saying, oh, my God, what the heck was I waiting for? There you go.
I just had someone write me a little note. She says, I got back into the workforce in my mid-50s, and she goes, that I'm an executive assistant, and I do a lot of typing. And my hands and my wrist, just being, you know, out of the force for a while, even though I was on the computer at home, I rubbed the Topperson. I used the foot on my wrist and my arms and my hands 2-3 times a day, and I'm able to get through the day. My hands don't hurt. My wrists don't get tired. I mean, it was just a fluke that I tried it because I was using it on my feet, and every time I massaged it into my feet, my hands felt better. So I figured that I would give it a try. So I've told many people that are in my field that are on computers to keep in mind the Topperson. It takes the pain away.
How cool is that? I'm using it with my hands, obviously, because that's how we apply everything for the most part.
Uh-huh.
And the feet feel better, and my hands feel better, too. I mean, oh, my God, right? And we've had, you know, the people who tell us this the most, massage therapists, chiropractors, practically, and sports physiologists, anybody who's doing physiatry, osteopathic stuff, same thing. They're using their hands for manipulating, for massaging, for any of those things. How astounding it is for them. Oftentimes the client or patient tells them about the product, that story about the doctor. Somebody, patient, probably told the doctor about that, and that's how he told it, the person you were talking about before. And how we find that communication and telling people or informing people, empowering them to know there's something far better. And again, what's far better? Your body being in balance. How do we get there? Homeopathic biomedicines. Homeopathy has one job, to balance the body's chemistries and targeted medicines that target specific parts of the body, whether it be glandular, pituitary, the adrenals, the thyroid, and or skin matrix, nerve-related fiber, muscle-related fiber, helping to improve release of oxygen nutrients, all those targeted things the body needs in support that makes it possible for these kinds of products to actually be of value and work.
You know, I just think that there's a lot of things that we need to remember that are available to us when we're dealing with pain. And, you know, these formulas are so amazing. And I think that all you have to do is, like Lou said, like I say all the time as well, try them. You know, see how they do for you and see, you know, what's going on and give them a shot. You know, we try so many other things. Why not try something that, you know, can make a difference, that is natural, and you just get to have the benefit of using it. So got about 30 seconds, Lou. What do you want to remind everybody about?
most important thing, take a look at the information that's important that you're hearing about. Investigate it yourself. Make those decisions based on informed, really good information, because when you do, it'll change your life. And if your mindset is, well, nothing's going to help me because of this, that, and the other thing, then you're defeating yourself. So everybody out there is born to live a life that is celebratory, physically doing stuff you love with the people you love, celebrating the joy of living. And that's what we're talking about here. And all I know for sure is I want to leave everybody with the idea and the true sincere expression of how much we want that for them. And I know this as an ex-pain sufferer, as how much I really want it for you out there. So go and get Topperson. Try it at least. And if you have any other, and by the way, it's 100% guaranteed to work. Oh, my God. How's that cool?
You know, the wonderful thing about it is when you try it, you're going to love it, and you're going to talk about it, and you're going to talk to that person that said, oh, I heard it, and I was going to, and then I didn't, and then I tried it, and now I wish I would have. You know, hindsight is 20/20, especially when you get older.
Oh, my God. Totally true. Yeah, so blessings to everybody. This audience is astounding. We know how many people out there, the gazillions of people who know you and love you because of who you are and what you've done to make the world a better place. I'm just happy that I could be a part of that, and our relationship together has made and changed a lot of people's lives. So thank you, brother, for all of those things, and thank you again sincerely for allowing me the opportunity to be on the show today and to give folks information, and hopefully it's been helpful.
You have a wonderful day, my friend.
You do the same. Blessings. Later.
My guest today, Lou Paradise, representing Topperson. Topperson, of course, all the products available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy is your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston, open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to check out the webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. When you're there, enter your email and then start getting newsletters and coupons and in-the-know information and stay connected with the Stay Healthy store. And of course, reading those industry articles will always keep you on board and tuned into what's going on in the world of health and nutrition. Of course, a thumbs up on their Facebook page will allow you to be able to have a connection with them every day, and their posts are always interesting, educational, and just a good in the know kind of post. I want to remind everybody, Stay Healthy. They're in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, and the store is fully packed with the best of the best products every day at awesome prices with the most knowledgeable staff and the best customer service in a full service environment. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune into the show today. Always great information coming from Lou Paradise and his products. You know, I've been recommending them for years, and, you know, I've got people all over the country that I know that are using the line, and, you know, some of them are in pain all the time. Some of them are just clumsy like me and need it on hand because of. Some people are using it because they've got long-term pain, and everybody gets the benefit of being able to truly feel better about the big picture and truly feeling better about, you know, what's going on in the wonderful things that are available to you. I think it's great that we have natural things that can make such a difference, and how we have to retrain our mindset that it's not just about chemicals and not just about the pharmacy and not just about things that are irritating to our skin or smell, you know, like it's a problem. You know, sometimes those things we use on our skin are so harsh and so irritating, and they're just nasally offensive. And then many times we don't even get the benefit that we're looking for. So if you're looking for something to help you with discomfort and pain and maybe just easing the symptoms a little bit, share the Topperson with your physician. I can't tell you how many doctors have said, you know, give it a shot. It's homeopathic. There are no side effects with it, which is great. There's no skin irritation. There's nothing that's going to cause a problem. I think it's awesome that we have something so natural and feels so silky smooth on your skin. I use it on the back of the neck. I use it on my head for headaches. I use it on, you know, just about every bump and bruise that I get. And it really does make a difference. So whether you're a professional athlete, a weekend warrior, or somebody that's just kind of, you know, beat yourself up over the years, or clumsy like me, keep in mind, Topperson, you're going to be really glad that you found something that works so well. So whether it's the original formula, whether it's the foot formula, the afterburn, the sport, or the fibro cream, try them all. They're, you're going to find the one that you love the best. They all have varying degrees of different medicines in them, but they all have the silky smooth consistency. Remember to tune into my show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting, all the shows are podcast on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Have a great day, everyone. Be well, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.